Hello, open language listeners. And as always, welcome back to another awesome lesson here at Open Language. It's me, Spencer.
And I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike, it looks like we are gearing up. We are getting ready for some football.
Yeah, it's the big one.
Yeah.
Every 4 years.
Yeah, it's the World Cup.
Mm.
Right. So getting ready for some soccer here. So every 4 years we have the World Cup.
That's right.
And how many teams are in the World Cup?
32 have qualified.
Okay, 32 teams are in the World Cup. And the World Cup is in Russia this year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And we have our friends Jerry and Tim in today's dialogue, and they're talking about all these different things that have to do with playing the lovely game, football.
The beautiful game.
Yeah, the beautiful
game. That's what we call it.
That is football. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to Jerry and Tim. Nice fake. I know they've never taken the cake before, but I think Portugal might win the World Cup.
No way. You're just saying that because they have Ronaldo as a striker. Spain has a much stronger squad that is better at skilled play.
Ronaldo is Portugal's talisman. If Spain signed him, they'd win for sure.
We're talking about international teams, not club teams. What a save! Hey, speaking of which, who would you pick for your World Cup dream team?
Jeez, there's too many good players nowadays to choose from.
Okay, well let's start with the basics. Which formation? 4-4-2? 4-3-3? 4-5-1?
What's 4-4-2 again?
Don't be daft. Four defenders, four midfielders, and two attackers.
But that's only 10 players.
Well, don't forget the goalkeeper. Penalty!
All right, so our dialogue kicks off with our friend Jerry today. And right off the bat, he says, "Nice fake!" So is he talking about, like, a handbag?
Wow, that's a nice fake handbag you have there.
That's a nice fake Gucci shirt you have there.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot. No, he's not talking about that. He's talking about in the game, somebody has just done something very special.
Okay, so a fake is when basically a player, we might say in America, we might say fake out. To mm-hmm. fake out another player. So maybe one player has like the ball in between his feet and he makes the guy on the other team think he's going left,
yep.
but he's really going right.
Right.
So he kind of fakes him.
Yeah.
It's a nice fake. So he tricks the other team's player, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And goes around him, takes him out the game.
Okay. So nice fake. Mm. Okay. So nice special move there. And then he says here, I know they've never taken the cake before, but I think Portugal might win the World Cup.
Right.
Okay. So what does cake have to do with the World Cup?
Cake has nothing to do with the World Cup. Mm. In this case, we're talking about just winning.
Okay.
Taking the cake, winning the trophy, winning the tournament.
That's right. So if you take the cake, you are the winner. Ding, mm-hmm. ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
Yeah, you have won the entire championship. Or in this case, the World Cup.
Right.
Right. So the biggest international football tournament there is.
Exactly right. The more people watch the World Cup than any other sporting event.
In the world. Wow. Mm. What about the Olympics?
No, it's bigger than the Olympics.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea. Yeah. Okay, cool. So Tim doesn't really seem to think much of Portugal now, does he?
He doesn't, no. So no way. You're just saying that because they have Ronaldo as a striker.
Okay, so Ronaldo is a very famous player for the Portugal team.
That's right.
Right? And he's a striker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is a striker?
Well, the striker is the player on the team whose job is to score most of the goals.
Okay, so to score a goal is to kick the ball into the we call it the goal.
Into the goal, yeah.
Into the big net.
Yeah. To score a goal, you put the ball in the goal.
Okay, cool. Okay, so strikers, and strike means to like kind of hit.
To kick the ball, yeah. To strike means to shoot.
Okay.
At the goal.
Okay, cool. So basically, he's the one that's going to kick to shoot the ball at the goal.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds like a fun position to have.
It's a very fun position, and also those guys are usually paid the most money.
So no wonder people like Ronaldo.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but again, he doesn't think much of Portugal, right?
No, he doesn't. He thinks that Spain has a much stronger squad that is better at skilled play.
Okay, cool. So squad, this is like a group.
Yeah.
Okay. If we're not talking about soccer, you could say a squad is like a group of people, maybe.
Yeah. Actually, the army. Mm-hmm. You would hear about squads in the army, a group of soldiers, right?
Okay.
That work together.
Or I think about actually firefighters. We might say like a squad of firefighters, something like that.
Sure.
Okay, but here we're talking about soccer. We're talking about football. So this is like the team, right?
It is. The squad is everybody that's picked to play in the World Cup.
Okay.
So on the day, they have 11 players on the team, on the field, but the squad is bigger.
Okay, and a squad has how many players?
So totally, each country is allowed 23 players in their squad.
Okay, so the squad here is basically who is picked to play for the country's team in the World Cup.
Yes, so they can choose, for that day, they can choose 11 players from the 23 players.
That is the squad.
Yep.
Okay, and they make up the team on the field.
Yes.
Or we call it the pitch, too.
We also call it the pitch, yes.
Okay, a little confusing. Hope you guys got it. Anyway, you said here that Spain, or he thinks anyway, Tim here thinks that Spain is better at skilled play.
Yeah, the Spain team right now is famous for its skilled play, as in they are a lot of passing and a lot of movement.
Okay.
They don't necessarily have the biggest players or the fastest players, but their skills mean that they are able to beat a lot of other teams.
Okay, I see. So you said here this involves like passing, so like taking the ball and giving the ball to another player.
That's
and
right.
Then passing it to another player.
Yep.
Okay, so if Spain is skilled, what could you say maybe, I don't know, is Portugal not as skilled?
I don't know if any team is as skilled as Spain.
Really?
But yeah, other teams, they might. There are other skilled teams, but a lot of other teams play a more direct style.
Okay, so they play like a direct game.
Yeah.
So if your game isn't very skilled, you're going to be really direct.
Yeah, which means that you have big, fast players who are able to...
They're strong and they just try and go for the goal.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I see. Okay, cool. So skilled play and direct play. But here, Ronaldo is Portugal's talisman.
Good word.
Yeah. Okay, so a talisman is like the star of the team, right?
Yeah, he's the guy that if he's not playing, that team, their chances are not good.
Okay, so if Portugal doesn't have Ronaldo playing, Portugal is not going to do well.
Not as well, yeah.
Okay. So kind of like, for example, if we talk about basketball, LeBron is like the talisman of the Cavs.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, or a long time ago, Michael Jordan was like the talisman
for the
Bulls.
The Bulls, yeah, exactly like that.
Okay, cool. Here, so he says if Spain signed him, they'd win for sure. Okay.
I don't think Jerry understands football very well.
Okay, so to sign, this means to like sign a contract?
Yeah, to join a team.
Okay.
You'd sign for maybe 5 years. So you play for that team for 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so basically you agree to play with the team by you get signed.
Yep.
Okay. Tim here seems to just kind of say what you're saying here, why this is pointless.
Yeah, we're talking about international teams, not club teams.
Okay, so international teams, so like country teams, right?
Yep.
And then we have club teams. So these are like what, like they're like city teams, right?
Yeah, they're teams like, I mean, famous teams, Barcelona, Manchester United,
Chelsea. Okay.
DC United.
I wouldn't say they're that famous.
Yeah.
Okay. So club teams can sign players from other countries.
They can sign players from anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But if you're on an international team, you have to be from that country.
That's right.
To play on that team.
Yep.
Okay. So basically, if you want to be on the Spain team, You have to be Spanish.
Absolutely.
All right, I see. Wow, what a save!
Well, so they're watching the game. I see that, right.
Yeah, they are watching the game. Yeah. Okay, right. So Tim here, he says, we're talking about international teams, not club teams. What a save!
Mm.
Okay, so they're watching the game, right?
Yep.
So a save here is like to keep the ball from going in the goal?
That's right, yeah. So someone, the striker maybe, has taken a shot,
mm-hmm.
and the goalie, the goalkeeper, has stopped the ball.
Okay.
Saved the goal.
Okay, so save the ball from going in and save the team from making a point.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, great. Hey, speaking of which, right, so Tim here says, hey, speaking of which, mm-hmm. who would you pick for your World Cup dream team?
Mm.
Okay, so here, this is our grammar point of the day, guys. So basically, speaking of which, this can be used when you are like talking about a topic mm-hmm. and then you think of something else that has to do with the topic you're talking about.
Yeah, or it reminds you of something similar, right?
Right. So here he says, hey, speaking of which, who would you pick for your World Cup dream team?
Mm.
Right.
The dream team.
Yeah. So this is the team here that you could come up with. It would be all your favorite players on one team.
That's right. If you could pick any player from any team
uh-huh.
and put them all together in one team,
this would be your dream team.
This would be your dream team.
Right. Okay. Now, but let's get back to speaking of which really quickly. Let's give some examples. So let's say, I don't know, we're talking about you and I have a friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his name's John.
John, yeah.
Can you believe what John did last week? Wow. That John. And then you say,
speaking of which, he still owes me money.
John still owes me money, right? Or, hey, speaking of which, where is John?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since last week.
Yeah, so you're speaking about John,
yeah.
and that reminds me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, John, where's my money?
Yeah. Speaking of which, John owes me money,
yeah.
right? Or maybe, you know, Mike and I are talking about some really, you know, delicious food.
Mm.
We're like, oh, wow, yeah, you know, that place has really good sandwiches, super good. And then, you know, Mike says,
speaking of which, I'm hungry.
Right? Yeah, so it's basically related to what you are talking about. Go ahead and check it out in the grammar section. We have some nice examples there for you. Right, so, okay, so dream team, this is like the perfect team. This is all the people that you would want on your team, right? Mm-hmm. So who would Jerry pick?
Jerry's not sure. Geez, there's too many good players nowadays to choose from.
Okay, nowadays, mm-hmm. right? So this means like now.
Yeah.
Like in you know, today, in the time that we live in.
In this time,
yeah.
compared to before,
yeah.
yeah, there are just so many good players.
No. Yeah. So we could also say like, oh, nowadays, you know, everybody is on their cell phone.
Mm. Yeah, mm. exactly.
Yeah. Nowadays, everybody uses open language to learn English.
Yes, that's true. There are too many fat people nowadays.
Oh, yeah. So nowadays, people eat too much food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yours was nicer than mine.
Okay, so Jerry thinks there's too many good players to choose from. Mm-hmm. So I think Tim wants to help him out here.
Yep. So Tim makes a suggestion. Let's start with the basics.
Okay, the basics. So this is an expansion word today, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this basically means like the most important part of something.
Yeah, the most important information.
Yeah, it's like the first thing you need to know about something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For example, you start a new job.
Uh-huh.
And the first week, the first 2 weeks, you need to learn the basics.
Okay, so you need to learn the basics at your job
mm-hmm.
before you can do the more difficult stuff.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right. So it could be like the basic rules or the basic way of doing things at the job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or maybe like learning a skill.
Mm-hmm.
For example, swimming.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just jump in the pool.
No, that's right.
You need to learn the basics first. So you need to learn the strokes.
Okay.
You need to learn how to like not be afraid of the water, I guess, those kind of things.
Or like, I don't know, before you get married, you should learn the basics. You need to know the basics of having a healthy relationship.
That's true.
There we go. Nice. Okay, cool. So go ahead and check out the expansion section for more examples. Okay, so what sort of basics is he talking about?
So here he asks him, which formation?
Okay, and this is another expansion word today, guys. So formation, this comes from the word form.
Yep.
So it's kind of like the shape of something, right?
Yeah, how to shape something, in this case, the shape of the team on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
It can also mean how something becomes
something else. Okay, so the formation of water to ice.
Yeah, the formation of ice, yeah. So you would freeze water and it becomes ice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, or like, how is a diamond formed?
Ooh, yes.
Right, so how the formation of a diamond.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, cool. I like this example. I like ice, apparently. So I'll say one more. This ice formation looks like a dog.
Ooh, yeah, very nice.
Ruff, ruff.
Right, yeah, that is a dog. you just put it in your freezer. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, who let that dog in here? Okay, but yeah, so back to football formations. Mm-hmm. What kind of formations are there?
There are many, many types of formations.
Okay.
The most common ones tend to be 4-4-2, 4-3-3, 4-5-1.
Okay, I don't get it.
Basically, so the numbers here, you notice they all add up to 10.
Okay.
So we're talking about 10 players and which positions on the field.
Okay.
They play.
Okay, so basically each formation has to be of three different numbers that can add up to 10.
Yeah, it needs to add up to 10. It could be three. It could actually be four. You could have a 4-3-2-1.
Oh, I see. Okay, but it needs to add up to 10.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, so Jerry here is kind of like, I don't get it. So what's a 4-4-2 again?
Right, yeah. Tim, don't be daft.
So don't be silly.
Yeah, don't be silly.
Okay.
So 4-4-2 means four defenders who are the people that...
Like they stop the ball?
They stop the other team scoring a goal.
Okay.
Or that's their job. They try to. Four midfielders.
Okay.
Who are in the middle of the field.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of work between the defense and the two attackers.
So they kind of do both a little bit.
They do a bit of both. They also do a lot of the passing and creating.
Okay.
Stuff.
So maybe more. Maybe they do a lot more of the skilled play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you would hope so.
okay. And the attackers. These are the people that they're kind of like strikers, right?
A striker is an attacker. Yeah.
Okay. So they just try to score the ball.
That's what they're there for. They're there to score.
Okay. So they try to score the goal. Okay. Cool. So. Let's talk about these formations again really quickly. So like these numbers here, 4-4-2. So here it's four defenders, four midfielders, and two attackers.
Yep.
What about 4-3-3?
4-3-3 would be four defenders, three midfielders, and three attackers.
Okay. I see. Okay, yeah. Cool. But that's only 10 players, right? And there's usually 11
that's right.
on the field, on the pitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget the goalkeeper.
Okay, so goalkeeper is like a goalie.
The goalie, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, yeah. And can't forget here, they're watching the game, so all of a sudden I think there was a penalty!
Penalty!
Penalty. Yeah. Okay, so the goalkeeper is the person who keeps the goal.
It's mine. He stands in front of the goal.
You can't have it.
You can't have it, it's mine.
No.
He stops, he can use his hands to stop the ball going in the goal. Yeah. So earlier when Tim said, what a save, he's talking about the goalkeeper using his hands usually to keep the ball away from the goal.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So we might also say he's the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, we have one more expansion word here for you today, guys. Penalty!
Penalty! Hey.
Okay, so penalty in football is like breaking the rule, or what is that?
Yeah, so in football specifically, there is an area in front of the goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the penalty area.
Okay.
If you foul someone in that area, you break the rules, then they get a penalty kick.
Okay.
And that means it's all it is you... versus the goalkeeper.
Oh, right. So kind of like one on one.
Yeah.
Okay. So here, this penalty then, because there's a penalty, there's going to be a penalty kick.
That's right.
Okay, cool. And like I said, this is an expansion word here today, guys. So not just in football or soccer, there's all types of penalties, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, if you... you know, get in trouble, you might have to pay the penalty.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or maybe at your job, there is a penalty for being late.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Yeah. Or if you drink too much, bad health could be the penalty.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So penalty is never a... never a positive thing.
No, I don't think there are good penalties.
No, no.
Penalties are usually bad things. Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue one more time. Nice fake. I know they've never taken the cake before, but I think Portugal might win the World Cup.
No way. You're just saying that because they have Ronaldo as a striker. Spain has a much stronger squad that is better at skilled play.
Ronaldo is Portugal's talisman. If Spain signed him, they'd win for sure.
We're talking about international teams, not club teams. What a save! Hey, speaking of which, who would you pick for your World Cup dream team?
Jeez, there's too many good players nowadays to choose from.
Okay, well let's start with the basics. Which formation? 4-4-2? 4-3-3? 4-5-1?
What's 4-4-2 again?
Don't be daft. Four defenders, four midfielders, and two attackers.
But that's only 10 players.
Well, don't forget the goalkeeper. Penalty!
Okay, so who are some, you know, maybe favorites to win the World Cup this year?
So out of the 32 teams, I mean, we know... some of those teams are never going to win it. usually we have the same few teams that have a really good chance. So okay. Brazil, mm-hmm. Germany, mm-hmm. Spain, mm-hmm. France, mm-hmm. I think, have a good chance this year.
Mm-hmm. So the teams you just named, Brazil has won like 5 World Cups.
That's
already.
Right. Yep.
Germany has 4.
Yep.
I think France has 2.
France has 1 or 2.
I think they have 2. 2. Could be wrong. Maybe it's just 1. Maybe. So these are all countries that have won before.
Yep.
Now, what about some teams? Like I heard Belgium, even though they haven't won before, they have a good chance.
Yeah, they have a really good team this year. Mm-hmm. They've been growing over the last sort of 8-10 years. Mm. Yeah, now they have a really good team. So this could be their year.
Mm. What about England, though? I know they're in the World Cup, and you guys have won before.
Yeah, we won in 1966.
52 years ago.
England, I mean, I would love to see them win. Mm-hmm. I don't think they will.
Okay.
But, you know, they might surprise us all. They do have a young team, mm-hmm. and that's kind of exciting. So.
Okay, so they have a young team. So if not this time, around maybe 4 years
from
now.
Yeah, we're building for the future, but we've been building for the future for 52 years.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, well, that about does it for us today, guys. Hope you enjoyed the lesson. As always, if you have any questions or comments, leave us those in the comments section. We will be looking for those. And also, you know, let us know who your favorite team is and why. And, you know, who do you think might win the World Cup this year? We'd love to know. So we will see you next time.
Goodbye.